KO4PXB Mobile.
KO4HKX monitoring.
This is KO4PXB.
Good morning, Lloyd. How are you doing?
Doing well. Just had a, so far having an uneventful ride into Spartanburg on 85. I'm just crossing over 29. So how's your day been?
Great so far. I'm still at the house.
That's always good. Like I said, you taking a day off or just getting a late start?
I use Friday as my office day and shipping day and that kind of stuff.
That's definitely good. Like I said, that's definitely important. And to also stay busy on a Friday, because if not, then you get the honeydews.
I get some of those anyway. Today, we'll go over and work on my grandfather's van. Got to put an ignition lock cylinder in it.
Definitely important to keep the family members happy. Yeah, I got that fuel disabling module yesterday. I put it in the truck, and I can definitely tell it's going to definitely reduce the, I guess how much I can go on a tank of gas, because like I said, it's staying in 8-cylinder all the time. But so that way, well, definitely if it saves an engine, so be it.
It's not saving enough to justify putting an engine in a vehicle. So I can't imagine how it would save anything around up here where I'm at anyway. It might down there on 85, but up here it's useless.
Really not getting up to speed at 55 and 65 and somewhere around that area to even make a difference. So, like I said, but definitely around an 85, pretty much 65 to 70 all the time. So, it'll definitely make a difference. But if it saves an engine, so be it.
So, did you get the donations I left for you?
They're in the back of the truck, and they'll be distributed here shortly.
Couldn't hang around. I had to go look at a building yesterday. A buddy and I, or another distributor and I, look at renting a building to put our tool trucks and business in.
Yeah, I truly understand that. With the issue going on at White Horse Road, it definitely had it backed up for a long period of time. So I probably made it there about 5:35, somewhere in that time frame. And I already had one vet needed the dark socks, so those have already been distributed.
Good. Glad we could help. Like I said, it helped me too, so got that stuff out of my way. Wanted the honeydew off my list.
By the way, they also went to a good cause and served two purposes.
What's your big plans for the weekend?
Military drill over this weekend, so I got a staff meeting this evening at starting at 7 o'clock, and then till probably about, and I'll stay overnight, and until about 6:30 tomorrow, and then we got a few hours of drill on Sunday, so that's gonna be my weekend. So at least I don't have to stay overnight on Saturday night.
You're gonna have a busy weekend then. Hopefully it doesn't rain on you the whole time.
You kidding? The old military saying is, if it ain't raining, we ain't training. So that way, pretty much any kind of function the military does, that it's going to rain on it, because that way it just teaches a soldier to adapt to all conditions, because we don't always fight in the sunshine.
It's nice to have some sunshine every now and then, though.
That's definitely true, because pretty much the worst time was always when it was raining and you had to lay in the water when you were doing weapons qualification. That always made it horrible, because most of the time you did that real early in the morning, especially if you were in a sandy area, and then now you laid in water. Now that sand's stuck to you and the uniform, and just makes it uncomfortable for the rest of the day.
I can only imagine. that would be very uncomfortable.
We always thought it's funny. A lot of times when we did physical training early in the morning, it would be raining, and by the time the work duty came around, the sun would come out, so it would be blazing hot. And so we always thought the supply personnel, you know, went and requisitioned the sunshine to be out when we were working. But when we, every time we had to do physical fitness training, it was always pouring down rain.
That would be awful, but I can see where you could say they were requisitioning it. So, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, also part of that joke was we made mention that when we had to return it, we had to return it clean, because every time you sign something out, it always has to be cleaner than when you returned it, or when you actually signed it out, it has to be cleaner than when you first got it.
How's your truck doing since you got it back? Had no more issues out of it? Everything going smooth?
It's definitely running smooth. I keep a check on it, and I've contacted the dealership today because every once in a while when I'm actually walking around on the passenger side in the front, I get a faint smell of oil, so that way I'm not sure if they, you know, just something's puddled up somewhere in one of the engine compartments that is just burning it off. But the no temperatures, you know, going up. Of course, it didn't when it was having issues the first time. Oil pressure staying up, and so everything seems to be okay. I'm just going to have them check it out and find out why I get that faint smell of oil, and it just may be the normal one of the normal venting that it's supposed to do, but I don't know, and I'm going to find out.
Yes, better to ask those questions instead of waiting to find out.
Definitely true, especially since it's covered for the 100,000 mile, and I'd rather definitely know for a fact.
Well, Lloyd, I'm going to hop off and get ready to go do what I need to do today. Good to talk to you this morning. You have a safe trip on into work, and hopefully it's an uneventful day and you get through it in a hurry. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, sir. Also, have a great day, and please be careful. And remember, if you ever need anything, just let me know, and I'll do what I can to help you out.